Hi, good evening. How are you? This is Angie B, 11 from Heaven, through the gates of motherhood. And thanks for joining me this evening. Grab a cup of tea with me and we're going to talk. We're going to have I would say it's a very, very common problem among us as women. And I just want to share a little bit about my experience. And what I'm going to talk about this evening is menopause. I've talked with so many women through the years, including my mother, who told me about her experience with menopause, and just share with you guys how my experience has been. I will be 51 this year, and I had heard so many different stories about menopause through the years. My mom, again, told me about her experience, but I had to find out what my own experience would consist of. I was wondering, would I have the same things happen to me that happened to her? There were so many misconceptions, and I think as I got older, I didn't have any expectations of, you know, exactly what would happen. But again, hearing so many other people's stories, I didn't really know what would happen to me. Would I go through any changes? Would my hair start thinning? Would I gain weight? Would I be emotionally unstable? All these different stories that I'd read through the years. And I can remember maybe last year sometimes, I had always been a woman who, you know, I felt like I always would have, you know, low blood, and I would always have chills. And that's kind of how it was always for me. I'd have chills. I'd be most of the time chilly, always cold, low blood. And I can't remember where I was or what I was doing, but I clearly remember getting really hot. And actually, I think I was getting ready for bed and I got really hot. All I could explain it was maybe a surge of heat from my neck to the top of my head. And I had to stop and I had to gather my thoughts, and then just kind of think about where it came from. Not knowing where it came from, not even thinking about it, but just kind of thinking, okay, I'm normally cold. Why am I so hot? And through the week, I complained to my husband and my family and saying, are you guys hot or is it just me? I kept thinking, I'm like, am I sick? You know, with COVID still in the mix, you know, I just had these thoughts. But I think I agitated everyone so badly because, again, I kept complaining about how hot that I was. And I noticed that it would go away and then it would return. I would get these surges of heat in my head and my face, and to the point that I could not sleep. I couldn't sleep. I really couldn't think straight. I really couldn't get my thoughts together. I definitely couldn't rest. And I went through the problem of just going to purchase a fan. I'd seen my girlfriend's mom, who shall remain nameless. I remember her always having a little fan with her, and I would say, why do you have this fan? And she'd put it on her face and say, because I'm hot. And I would think, this is so overplayed and this is so dramatic. And I can remember going to purchase a little tabletop fan that was battery charged, and I would put it by my bed and hope that this would help cool me down at night so that I could sleep. Because it got to the point, ladies, that I could not sleep. Putting this fan by my bed and hoping to resume some type of comfortability. Needless to say, it kind of helped me. And I would put the fan, of course, again by my bed and try to cool down at night, trying to search. And it's funny now because I try to go through my drawer and search and find things to sleep in that I felt were cool. You know, again, it's not, the weather temperature was not hot, but I, again, was so hot that I had to find something that I could even sleep in, something that was sleeveless and cotton. I began to read so much about what I could sleep in, what kind of clothes to wear. It just turned into a roller coaster ride, honestly, just trying to get comfortable enough to sleep. And needless to say, through the day, I would try to find the perfect combination of cotton. And I mean, it sounds like it's overthought, but this is just the frame of mind that I was in, just trying to be comfortable. Just being comfortable on a daily basis began to be such a chore. And I was so irritated. And I'm wondering if you ladies that are listening to the podcast, if you can relate to that. If you can relate to any of this, you know, always send me a message and let me know how your experience was of entering into menopause. Because I, at this point, had been just so agitated. That's the word. I was so agitated, began to be so agitated. And the sweat, night sweats would come in. I found myself trying to keep a hairstyle, and I would wake up in the middle of the night and my head was sweating. And remember, guys, again, this was really uncommon for me because I'd always been a person who was always cold, always chilly. And I will get to that point, but again, the hot sweats, the night sweats, trying to be comfortable, and then turn around and it flipped. Then I started being hot and then chilly. Hot and chills through the whole night. And it just was an uncomfortable place that I'd never been in before. We all have those times that we're changing. And I was indeed changing. I didn't know if I was changing for the better, if I was changing for the worst. Just trying to get through a day of feeling comfortable was a chore. And I called my mom and I said, and I told her what was going on. And I said, did you go through these things? And she was like, yes, I went through the part of trying to figure out my period. And we know how that is. You see it one day and then you don't see it for months. And then you pull up one day and then there it is. And so even that happened to adjust to bringing something with me. Because you never knew when it was going to be the day where, say, for instance, you were out and you had these big plans. You were going to go to a party. You were going to go to dinner. And then here comes your period, your menstrual. So I had to prepare my mind for that, to be able to bring something with me so that I would always have something in my purse, my bag. And just going through these changes, it was such new and different changes. And I try not to think too hard about it or overthink it, because then it started messing with me on a mental level of just thinking and asking myself, am I ready for these changes? You know, changes that I've never felt before, changes that I've never experienced before. And as women, we like to know what's going to happen before it happens. We like to be really in control of our lives. I would say most of us, especially as we get older. Sorry, guys, my throat is really so deep. But just thinking about, again, trying to make the changes and adjust the changes really was hard. Reaching out to friends, reaching out to family, and even Googling, trying to read on some things and figure out what could I use to help. Would I be able to use Estroven, which is a product that I purchased. Would I be able to use wild yam, all these herbal things? Which direction was I going to go? Was I going to just watch my intake? I read about all the things that you shouldn't eat, that you shouldn't drink. I'd read about not being able to and not ingesting so much sugar. And that was, sugar had always been one of my things. I would always crave sweets, and I had to just get a grasp. I had to go through my diet and see, what am I eating? What am I drinking? How much sugar am I taking in? You know, and just, when am I eating? Am I eating too late? Am I eating a well-balanced meal? Am I drinking enough water? Am I staying hydrated? I had to really, really go through all of these scenarios with you guys just to paint a picture of how miserable I was beginning to feel. And I just had to grasp that this is a change. This is indeed a change of life that I'm going to have to go through. Because I had been told through the years so often that, and as you guys know, if you've been following along on my podcast, I'm a mom of 11. And I was told this old myth, I would say, that the more children that you've had, the easier that menopause would be. And in my case, it was wrong. It was wrong. I felt in my mind all these years that the fact that I had 11 children, that I would really not go through menopause. I would really not experience anything. Wrong, guys. Wrong. It was a myth. I had experienced the heat wave in my face. I had experienced the mood swings. I had experienced the missed menstrual. I'd have all these feelings of sometimes not being able to figure out, am I happy? Am I sad? You know, and the emotions. You know, my emotions were starting to get the best of me. But I had to just pull back. I had to pull back and accept that this is a change, and this was a change of life. And not only am I experiencing this, but so many other women are experiencing this, and we're going through this, trying to just be able to take care of our kids, be able to work, you know, being able to get control of our feelings and our thoughts. And I really, really wanted to talk about this, because sometimes as we go through these changes as women, we go through shame, we go through people not understanding us, we go through just a hard time of thinking that we're alone and thinking that, and being afraid of the changes, being afraid of new changes in our body, you know, fears of breast cancer and fears of hypertension and all these different things that they say that we experience during the menopausal years. But I just wanted to just really, really encourage you, if you are listening to me on today, on this evening, if you are going through menopause and you have went through some things that you really, really didn't expect to happen, I just want to let you know that you're not alone, and just to let you know that although we're going through these things, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Try to sit in stillness. I had to take those breaks, more frequent breaks, times where I really was invited to go somewhere. Those sometimes winded up being those times where I just really need to sit still and be by myself and just rest and just meditate and just slow my thoughts down, because as we get older, ladies, our bodies again change, and sometimes that time is needed, that time alone, that time to kind of figure out and slow the pace down. I'm not saying to just stop life, but just kind of slow down a little bit and think and journal and really get into our thoughts. I started exercising, just really making sure that I got on the treadmill and relieving stress and being able to get my body on track. And because I felt out of sync, that's the word for it. I felt out of sync. And I noticed, and the reality did hit, that the things that I crave, like the sugar and stuff like that, I really had to take a break. Those Culver's Turtle Sundaes that I really, really love, I had to take a break from those, because when I would eat them, they made me feel worse. They made my head swim. They made me irritable. They had a lot of different things to happen to my body. So more than ever, I had to watch my body. I really had to watch my body, watch my thoughts, watch my feelings. And so what helped me again was the slowing down, was watching my diet, was making sure that I stay hydrated, was making sure that I could figure out and finally found what I could wear, what I couldn't wear, just to feel comfortable. Now that we're in the summer days and it's going to be hot, you know, I had to really just do that because I was getting irritable. But I looked up one day and I noticed that the day had passed that I didn't have a hot flash. I celebrated that day, that the hot flash, I didn't have one that day. And then I noticed the next day where I may have had one or two or... But in the beginning, I was having hot flashes all day, all night, in between maybe, you know, intervals. And I said, is this the new me? Is this the way life is going to be? Is this the way life is going to feel for me? Because if it is, I'm really not in. I can't deal with these changes. So again, if you are going through menopause, if you're in menopause, if you were in menopause and you came out of menopause, talk to me. Let me know what your experience was like. What did you do that helped you? Did you take a supplement? You know, what did you take? I did start taking red clover. It is a health element that I read about. I took that and I would squeeze that into little cups of water. And I could say that did help me. I don't know if that would help you. And I'm not advertising for certain herbs, but you have to get out there and you have to find what works for you. It worked for me, but maybe it didn't work. It wouldn't work for you, but try to find what works for you. You know, because like all changes, we go through seasons, and I believe that this will pass. It'll pass, and you will feel better. I promise you, you'll feel better. But while we're sitting in the menopause, it doesn't feel good. I'm not going to even joke and try to perpetrate and try to say, oh, I felt good. I feel fantastic. I've been feeling good. I felt horrible. I felt horrible trying to keep the schedule up that I had and just put on a face and know that I had to be at these different engagements and know that I really didn't feel like going, or I was uncomfortable while I was there and trying to really be in the now when my mind was definitely not in the moment. I had to be honest with myself and say, let me worry about me right now and make these changes so that I can be happy, so that I can feel better. I would really, really love to hear from you ladies. You ladies that have went through it and you're looking forward to it. Or some of you who may have been lucky, you never felt anything. I'm jealous if you've never felt anything. But those of you that never felt anything or little things, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. So I'm so glad that we had this conversation. I was able to talk with you guys and share my experience. I'm still in my experience, but it'll be okay. It will be okay because I'm living in the changes and I'm learning my body. I'm learning what works for me in this new season of 50s. So I'm going to say good night. Good night to you ladies. I'm so glad you were able to grab a cup of tea with me on this evening. And if you would love to, again, contact me, go ahead and send me a message. Go ahead and send me a message. Let me know how you felt about the conversation. This is 2022, and there's so much to do. So much to do. And nobody wants to feel bad while we're trying to live our life and live our best life, right? And if you're listening and you would love a copy of my book, 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood, you can let me know that by sending a $14.99 money order to 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood, P.O. Box 362, Monee, Illinois, M-O-N-E-E, Illinois, 60449. And I would love to send you an autographed copy of my book where I talk about life, motherhood, my journey becoming a mother, what that felt like, the happy times, the sad times, the travailing times, the times where, hey, you guys, I thought that motherhood was rough until I found out that I almost lost one of my daughters. But I'd love for you to come on this journey with me, this book journey, this podcast journey. Share this podcast with your friends. Share this podcast with other women who have been in menopause, who are going through it. We went from, I said, how did I get from motherhood to menopause? Boy. Motherhood to menopause. I don't know, you guys. It may be a part two book, from motherhood to menopause. I don't know. Anyhow, it was so wonderful talking to you guys on this evening. Let me know what you think, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Bye-bye.